It's time for The Bright Side, a coaching radio show sponsored by P-Link Coaching Center for Excellence. The purpose of this podcast is to encourage, inspire, and educate clients to live and lead as their most authentic, creative, and empowered selves. To bring P-Link coaches into your organization, visit their website at plinkcoachingcenter.com and click the Work With Us button on the homepage. And now, here is the host of The Bright Side, Alexis Robin, executive coach and co-founder of P-Link, to bring you 10 minutes of insight, theory, and actionable tips to support you on your journey to becoming the best version of yourself.
Good morning. This is Alexis Robin on The Bright Side, and today we're talking about 10 habits of unlikable people. This is based on an article by Dr. Travis Bradbury, who is a thought leader in the area of emotional intelligence, and he is the president of Talent Smart. He writes a lot. You may recognize his name from the Huffington Post, also from LinkedIn. He's on there a lot, contributes a lot of great articles and information. But basically, talking about likability, a lot of people think that likability comes from being fiercely social or incredibly talented or good looking. And really, it's more a matter of emotional intelligence, and specifically socially emotional intelligent folks. So they recently did a study at UCLA, and turned out that the people who, the top rated descriptors of people who are likable are sincerity, transparency, and being capable of understanding another person. So these adjectives describe people on that social side of the emotional intelligence continuum. And it even shows that people who possess the skills of transparency, sincerity, and capability of understanding another person aren't just likable, but they outperform those who aren't or who don't have those skills by a large margin. So there's some performance in there. And it's so critical to your success at work that it can completely alter your performance. So there was another study at the University of Massachusetts that Travis quotes in his article in the Huffington Post. And they basically were able to show that just 1 in 2,000 unlikable leaders were considered effective by their colleagues. So if you're an unlikable leader, turns out that if you're 1 of 2,000, you might be the lucky few who are perceived to be effective as a leader. But when we think about this, it's as much about avoiding behaviors and actions that decrease your likability as it is in magnifying those things like sincerity, transparency, and understanding of other people that really increase your likability. So we're going to buzz through these top 10. The first one is name dropping. So it's great. He talks about how it's great to know interesting people, but using conversation to name drop can be perceived as pretentious and silly. So people see through it. Instead of making you look interesting, sometimes it can make you look insecure or overly concerned with having people like you. So when you connect things to people, to who you know versus what you know, it really doesn't feel as genuine and as valuable as when you're talking from your heart. So the other piece under this name dropping is he ties name dropping to being desperate for attention and suggests that simply being friendly and considerate is all that you need to win people over. So when you speak in a friendly, confident manner, people are more attentive and persuadable than if you try to show them that you're important. Years ago, I did a show on this where we talked about how when we first meet people, we often lead with competence and like what we're good at versus our warmness and our warmth as a person. And what people are looking for is actually warmth to know if they can trust us and they want to connect with us versus our competence. So what we're looking for and what we show when we first meet people is very different. Second thing is emotional hijacking. So when you emotionally hijack somebody by coming in and exploding or dropping some news like, oh, we need to talk this afternoon, or, you know, you really messed this up, that hijacks people and hijacks their amygdala, which is that fear center that drives people into fight, flight, or freeze. And so that creates negative attention. So being able to stay composed, keep your emotions composed when you're giving feedback and talking to people, especially if people wrong you, helps you to stay more likable. Number three is humble bragging. So this is when people like to brag about themselves behind that mask of self-deprecation. So at PLINK, we actually like and encourage people to humble brag. We feel like it's great to share when you have good news, and you'll often hear us say, in the spirit of sharing good news. But when you're humble bragging with self-deprecation, say the girl who is really smart and who says, oh, I'm just such a nerd, I just know all this stuff, but really her intention is to ensure that you know how smart she is, that doesn't feel really good. And that there's some incongruence there. So I think that being sure that if you are humble bragging, if you are sharing good news, do so very clearly and transparently with intention. I'm sharing good news because I'm excited and I want to share it with you. I'm not making fun of myself and kind of bragging about myself in a way that I'm secretly, passively trying to tell you how great I am. So number four is taking out your phone in the middle of a conversation. Nothing says I don't care about you and I've got more important things to do than when you're in the middle of a conversation with someone and someone answers the phone or someone picks it up and shoots a text off or reads an email. It's just, it's incredibly rude and people do it all the time. And I even do it sometimes. I mean, I catch myself doing it and I don't like that quality. So I would just say, be really, conscious of this and notice, like, did I really need to respond to that right this second or could it have waited? Now, we're not talking about you pulling out your phone to check availability of something that you're talking about in the conversation. That's a little bit different. But if you're really departing from the conversation to take care of your own thing and then coming back to it, best thing to do if it's a true emergency is to apologize and excuse yourself. At PLINK, we like to say be present or be absent, but don't be both. Number five is having a closed mind. Nothing says you're unlikable like trying to have a conversation with somebody who's already made up their mind about something. It's not interesting to talk to people who've already made up their mind because they don't really hear you and they're really concentrated on what's kind of the next thing. So try to see the world through other people's eyes, and that will help you to eliminate preconceived notions and judgment. So just try and get in other people's shoes. Tell me how that felt. Explain to me what that was like for you. Understanding, which brings us to number six, which is people who don't ask enough questions. Asking questions is a sign that you're listening. When you ask for clarification, when you reflect back, it helps people know that you're actually paying attention and listening to what they're saying. So just ask a lot of questions when people are talking. Ask them to clarify something, to repeat what they said, to help you understand what the consequences or insights from that were. And that'll surprise you with how much respect and appreciation you get just from asking questions. Number seven is being too serious. People gravitate to people who are passionate and fun. If you're serious all the time, it can feel cold and it can feel like, you know, you're hard to get to know and connect with. So, focus on having meaningful interactions and trying to have a little levity in your life, a little bit of fun. Number eight thing that makes you unlikable is gossiping. Gossiping just makes the listener think, wow, I wonder what they're saying about me that I've shared with them. So wallowing in other people's misfortunes is just never a good thing, and it makes you look negative. So don't go there. Number nine, sharing too much too early. Brené Brown talks about this as trying to hotwire connection. This is when you first meet somebody and you're becoming friends, and then they tell you all about their every kind of tragedy in their life or every deep, intimate secret they've ever had on the first time you've ever met them. And it's like, whoa, not sure that I've earned the right to hear your story. So we want to make sure when you're sharing that you you share gently and slowly versus all at once. Make sure that people have earned the right to hear your story before you share, and that will make you more likable. And then number 10 is one that I think we can all relate to, is the oversharing on social media. People oversharing, trying to get acceptance, really putting intimate details out on social media, it can increase the people disliking you. It's just a bit like oversharing. And if you are going to share on social media, which is okay. I mean, I have a Facebook account, I have an Instagram, I share on there often, but just be thoughtful and do it with some self-control. Be considerate about what you're sharing. Letting everybody know every single detail about your day, what you're doing, your political agenda, not always the best way to go about things. So maybe just be thoughtful about what you share, and that'll increase your likability. So the bottom line is, build your awareness around how your actions are received by other people. And that will help you to learn what to dial up and what to dial back, and what works and what doesn't. And it can change for different people. So the key message here, folks, is to pay attention to how others are reacting to how you're behaving, and lean on that transparency, sincerity, and really trying to understand other people, and that'll pave the way for you to be likable. So this has been Alexis with P-Link Leadership. We are working in companies and with companies, doing executive coaching and leadership development, and we look forward to being with you next week, same time, same place.